The Farther Adventure, Brotherly Love. Previously, the four friends, helped by Slogadoo and Bear Queen, Wander the Wizard, and Sacajis the Wise, telepathically showed their friends a new pathway. Saying goodbye in Wonderland, the friends begin a new journey to eventually return home.
"Isn't it amazing that we're on this new pathway thanks to Slogadoo?" said Bobo Chico as he bounced down the gray stone path, his ever-present blue cap perched jauntily on his head. Bear King smiled and agreed, "Yes, it was fantastic to see Wonderland and meet Slogadoo. We're so fortunate that our friends, both near and far, came to help us in our moment of need. I'm sure if we stay on this path, we will eventually lead it back home." Up in a tall tree, they didn't notice the black crow watching them that flew down the direction of the path. Ahead of the two friends, brothers Lore and Rowan were practically running along the path as it wound its way downhill and through the mountains of Wonderland. The boys stopped at a stone well and, catching their breath, called back to Bear King and Bobo Chico,
"Hey, here's another treat of fresh sparkling water," said Rowan. "And it's watermelon flavored."
Lore smirked at his younger brother and said, "Actually, it tastes like fresh mango." Rowan corrected his older brother,
"No, it's watermelon."
"Whatever," said Lore, sounding a little peeved. Rowan muttered under his breath,
"Why does he always say I'm wrong and he's always right?"
Arriving at the well and using one of its colorful mugs, Bobo Chico scooped up the fountain's sparkling water and took a long drink. Smacking his lips, he handed the mug to Bear King, who also enjoyed a refreshing drink.
"Isn't it amazing how it tastes just like fresh blackberries?"
said Bobo Chico.
He laughed again and said, "I think you mean raspberries."
But Bear King smiled at his young friend's reference to their earlier experiences back home and, motioning his arm, said,
"Let's continue on. I wonder where this path will lead us," said the King of Bears as he adjusted his backpack, which safely contained his magic wand. The two brothers led the way, playing a favorite travel game of I Spy with My Little Eye. Back and forth, they good-naturedly called out new sights like trees, birds, and other features. Lore, who as usual was in the lead, was skipping around an uphill bend in the pathway when he suddenly stopped and pointed down the path saying,
"Whoa!"
Rowan came running as fast as his shorter legs could carry him up the small summit to see what his older brother was pointing to.
"What's the big deal, bro? Oh, now I see," agreed Rowan.
They both marveled at a peaceful ocean stretching limitlessly into the distance. Bear King and Bobo Chico arrived at the summit with the boys and smiled at the beautiful view before them.
"Let's see what we can see," offered Bear King.
"Yeah, and maybe we can find something to eat. I'm getting hungry,"
agreed Bobo Chico.
"Nothing new about that," agreed Lore.
"Come on, I'll race you to the seashore,"
he said to his younger brother and took off sprinting down the path. Rowan's smile faded as he knew there was no way he could keep up with his faster, stronger, older brother.
"Perhaps this might help even out the race," said Bear King.
Taking out his magic wand, he tapped a small stick
which sparkled into a green three-wheeled kick scooter with a helmet too.
Yippee!
Called Rowan as he jumped on it, gave it several kicks, and sped down the pathway. Zipping past a gentle swaying palm trees, Rowan caught up with Lore. Gliding past his brother, Rowan stuck out his tongue as if to say, "Neener, neener, neener." Lore, realizing he was beaten, slowed to a walk, huffing and puffing. "No fair," he called out to Rowan. Eventually, the group came to a wide curve in the path, and Bear King could see in the distance a suspension bridge crossing a lovely lagoon with an island in its middle. As they all approached the bridge, made of rope, bamboo, and palm tree logs, they gathered, and Bobo Chico asked,
"I wonder what's on the other side of the bridge."
Bear King observed, "Well, it looks like a nice island with a palm frond thatched roof hut in the middle. Maybe someone lives there who can help us find something to eat." Lore and Rowan perked up at the mention of food and lunch as Rowan scooted off on his three-wheeler, bumpity 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 bump, over the wooden slats of the bridge deck that made it difficult to build up his speed. Lore, who didn't want to lose another race, took off in a sprint. Bobo Chico called out earnestly,
"Hey, Lore, mind the gaps!"
But the brothers were more focused on bouncing over the bridge, brushing aside the branches of the adjacent trees. Just as Lore was about to overtake his brother, Rowan moved away another low branch.
Zip! Bip!
It snapped back into Lore.
"Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!"
said Lore as he slipped and, losing his balance, toppled off the side of the bridge.
"Lore!"
called Rowan as he skidded to a stop and, looking over the railing, saw his brother splash into the lagoon.
"Lore!"
cried Rowan after his brothers, his tears welling up in his deep blue eyes. Immediately, magically, and amazingly, a blue sea kayak appeared, paddled smoothly and expertly by a blonde, brown-eyed teenage girl. Wearing a tan sun hat and gray hoodie with a CIMI logo, she reached Lore, scooped him up, and guided him into her kayak. Dripping wet and with a chagrined smile, Lore waved up to his brother, Bobo Chico, and Bear King. They waved excitedly with great relief, and Bobo Chico waving his blue cap ecstatically, and headed quickly towards the end of the bridge. Lore turned to his rescuer, and wiping his hair from his eyes, asked,
"Who are you, and how did you just happen to be under the bridge, just when I needed you the most?"
With a shy smile, she answered, "I'm Lyrie, guardian of the lagoon, and the island Isla de los Amigos. My duty is assuring that the wildlife and people are safe and live together in harmony." Arriving at the wooden boat dock, Lyrie helped Lore out of the kayak and turned to the others as they came off the bridge and down to the boat landing. She greeted them, saying,
"Welcome, Bear King, Bobo Chico, Rowan, and you too, Lore. Slogadoo notified me that you'd be coming this way, and he asked me to help you."
Bear King smiled and, shaking her hand, said, "We're so appreciative of your help and assistance. I wonder if... But before he could finish, Rowan rushed past him, heading to Lor. Without missing a beat, Rowan threw his arms around his older brother and cried, "I'm so sorry. I knocked you into the water. I was afraid you were hurt, but I'm very happy you're okay." Lor looked at his younger brother's head, buried in his chest, and slowly put his arms around him and returned his loving hug. Lyrie spoke first. "I too understand what it means to struggle with an older brother, Rowan. You look up to them so much, and yet you wonder why they can sometimes be thoughtless or uncaring. But you still love them and adore them." Rowan nodded slightly as Lor put his arm around his younger brother, proudly and lovingly. Bear King and Bobo Chico clapped softly as Lyrie smiled broadly.
"Oh my gosh! I bet you all are starving. Here, come to my hut where I have sandwiches, fresh fruit, and ice-cold drinks. My bird friend told me you were coming and what kinds of food you like," said Lyrie.
Looking up, Lor saw a black crow in a nearby tree.
"Caw, caw, caw,"
it said, bobbing up and down.
"I wonder if... No, it can't be. Can it?"
he said before joining his friends for the feast in Lyrie's hut. The end.